Victim Services of Nipissing District, VSND, says it has been forced to stop its volunteer program due to COVID. VSND has worked frontline supporting victims of crime and tragic circumstances without interruption, 24/7, throughout the pandemic, says a news release from the organization. The most notable change to the organization's structure was the permanent suspension of the after-hours volunteer program. Due to the health and safety risks of the pandemic, VSND was forced, like so many other organizations in the community, to suspend its volunteer program. As an essential service, there was no option to close our doors or not respond to calls for service from our policing and emergency service partners, explained Kathleen Jodwin, executive director. However, our organization, like so many, felt the impact of COVID as the job became harder and the hours longer. While VSND has benefited from the efforts of many empathic and hardworking volunteers, the work and the risks associated with that work demanded a professional response 24/7, Jodwin added. An Ontario Trillium Foundation's grant, VSND has helped to develop a strategic plan in response to the need to adjust response models. This fall, VSND will also complete a needs assessment and carry out implementing the outcomes from both documents. Earlier this year, the group received a one-year, $56,800 Resilient Communities Fund grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation as launching its new strategic plan at its virtual AGM. This plan establishes a way forward for the organization after the pandemic. The Ontario Trillium Foundation's funding has helped victim services rebuild and recover from the impacts of COVID-19 by adapting programming to alleviate the pressure on staff and volunteers, redesign fundraising strategies, and purchasing technological equipment, said MPP Vic Fedeli.